Welcome back to Full Circle Reviews. Kristen here, hosting tonight. We're watching or reviewing Project X, Luke's favorite movie.
Of all time.
So we're joined here by Justin.
Sup.
And Luke.
That's me.
Luke being the first time viewer.
That is true.
This was a Justin pick.
And that is true as well.
It's very true.
It's 2012 found footage.
Is it that old?
It is.
Do they classify it as found
footage?
It is
classified as American found footage comedy.
That hurts my chest to hear.
Yeah.
That's my jam.
So it stars a whole bunch of people that I've never heard of.
Besides Miles Teller.
Yeah, but he doesn't really star. He's in it.
Yeah.
And it was before he was popular. I love Miles Teller, by the way. But the other folks involved are Thomas Mann and Oliver Cooper, who is Luke's favorite character, Costa. Jonathan Daniel Brown.
JB.
Who the fuck are these nobodies?
Kirby Bliss Blanton.
They all have their own names.
And Miles Teller.
Yeah.
So that being said, this was directed by Nima Norizada.
Yeah, that sounds
never
right.
Never heard of him. Or her. Or they. Whatever your pronoun is.
No idea. And the story is by a gentleman named Michael Bacall.
Wait, there was a story written
about? This is a story.
Story loosely based off a true story. Very loosely based.
So Michael Bacall also did 21 and 22 Jump Street and Free Willy.
That's quite a diverse.
A long break for movies.
Like, that's like Schindler's List and Ace Ventura.
So, Luke, I know you're chomping at the bit here, my friend. Justin, tell us about this movie.
Justin, we need to talk.
We can talk.
Stop. For the love of God, in the name of our friendship, stop picking movies you know I'm going to despise.
If any of you could have seen the look he just gave Justin right there.
I thought he was going to cry.
It was piercing. It
wasn't piercing.
There was no cry.
There was pain in his eyes.
It was. That's why it was piercing.
I'm just trying to find a sense of humor that lives within
no,
him.
No, Justin, I love you to death, but.
For the record, I did pick this as my turn. But Kristen actually suggested this to me.
I want to say that wasn't it like a lesser of two evils thing? You got two options.
So it was on our combined Justin list because it's technically a found footage film. And just like End of Watch, it was on the list of found footage movies that you have seen that Luke has not.
Yeah.
Generally, movies that you have seen in the last decade, I've seen as well.
I was thinking about you.
You knew I would hate it.
I actually did not.
Hold on. The night that this movie was chosen, you can blame me all you want, but it was between this and Free Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Or Red Note or something like that?
No, Free Guy.
It was, yeah, between this and Free Guy.
With Ryan Reynolds.
And I was trying to spare Luke because I knew he would hate that. Well, I didn't think he would hate this one, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is a fucking national treasure.
I love Ryan Reynolds, but that's
I don't care if he lives in Canada. He's their national treasure.
Well,
he's a national treasure.
That notwithstanding, back to what I was saying, I didn't enjoy it. It was painful. It hurt me in a place I didn't realize movies could hurt me.
Like, he takes these very personal.
I do. One, because it's found footage and I love found footage. And I don't even know. This being described or categorized as found footage is a fucking joke to me.
Why?
Because no Break one finds this shit.
Somebody found it. Nobody. Why we watched it.
Okay. The reason it falls into the gray area of found footage is because a lot of the movie is filmed by his hand.
I get that. I want to say there should be like a subcategory something.
It's more just jerky, shitty filming, not so much found footage. Maybe the parents
found it.
Okay. Well,
that's how they found out about the party.
Well, if any of these listeners out there, if any of these listeners out there have not seen it or are going to watch it for the first time, I think you'll feel my pain. Because I can't imagine who this movie was made for. I can't imagine anybody saying this is our target audience right here. Dude, I hate to be offended by this shit, but I was offended by the movie. I love you to death.
Were you offended by the boobies?
Were you offended by the movie or by Justin's choice in the movie? There's a difference.
I would be offended if he's looking at me and genuinely saying, I thought you'd like it. Because then that means he doesn't know me very well. And I think he knows me very well. So if he thinks.
I thought I did.
So you really think that I would have liked this?
I don't know. I never know if you're going to like anything.
That's true. I know that I'm like when it comes to movies, I'm like, I'm hormonal.
No, you're Luke hates movies.
It's true.
Luke has an emotional reaction
to movies.
I do. If they're bad,
he takes it very personally.
Different strokes.
Or if there's a hot chick.
And hot is debatable.
Even all the boobs could not save it. And there was a lot of boobs. They were trying to save it with that, but it was just, it wouldn't end. It was, and I'm not a party person.
They
in
even
general.
Brought a midget out. Come on.
Dude. Oh yeah. And the nut shots and everything. Oh, that was so clever. Never been done before. Justin, what did you think?
We have one laugher, not even watching the movie. Just saying.
Go ahead, Justin.
Just thinking about it.
Your turn.
Well, hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
So Justin doesn't get to give an initial reaction because Justin's seen the movie. But you can give us a plot synopsis and how did you learn of the movie and why did you choose? Well, we kind of went over why you chose it. But a plot synopsis and a how did you hear of this movie?
Heard of this movie because of mass marketing and commercial and promotion for it.
I never heard of it.
Came out like, I was surprised it came out 9 years ago, but it came out 9 years ago. 2012, right?
2012.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, I saw it in theaters for the first time.
I didn't even know it was in theaters until you told me about this movie.
It was in the theaters. I don't think
you
it did.
You went to the theater and saw this?
Yeah.
And then saw it again. I
was 25. I was a different person then. Was that 25?
How many times have we owned this movie?
Like 3 or 4, and somebody steals it every time.
It's kind of like Boondock Saints. We can't seem to hold. And we still don't have Boondock Saints.
No,
I have
don't.
Bought that movie.
I refuse to buy it again.
4 or 5 times.
People steal this?
Yeah. Yes.
And Gatsby, too.
Yeah, Gatsby
is a great movie. Anyway, so this movie's about three friends, Thomas, Costa, and JB, and they're kind of, you know, a little circle jerk friendship. And don't really have any other friends.
Teenagers, high school age.
Yeah, right. High school age. Sorry. 17. 17, yeah. Thomas's 17th birthday. Costa claims to be a big shot from the East Coast, so he's going to throw Thomas a party so that they can be cool. And Thomas just wants like a couple people to be over and maybe have some drinks and potentially get laid. And that would be enough for him.
Because his parents are out of town.
His parents are out of town because their anniversary is on his birthday. It's just kind of weird. But Costa decides to, without permission, advertise the party on a couple radio stations, Craigslist, send out a mass text to every high school student.
Mass email, yeah.
Mass email, put it on the school. What do they call those? Not promotion board. It's the big signs out front of the school.
It's like the Pebbletron type thing.
Yeah, like the Jumbotron type screen. Informational board, whatever it is. And little house party turned into a party that the town of Pasadena will never forget.
What was the occupancy of the party again at its max? Like a couple thousand?
I don't know. To me, like at first when they did the first picture from overhead, it looked like maybe 500. And then after that, it looked like ants. There were so many people.
It looked like thousands to me at that point.
It looked like, so, I mean, and it was, not just in the backyard. It was everywhere.
Yeah. Good summary.
Crazy.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you for that. Yeah. Justin, since Very Luke much. Can't tell, who do you think the target audience is?
I think the target audience when this movie came out was probably for people in their early 20s, high school kids. Of course, they'd never admit that because, you know, nobody makes things for people in high school because they're influential. Well, I guess I should say when it's inappropriate to do so, you know, like cigarette ads, alcohol ads, all that stuff.
I'd say it's all target audience. Actually, now I'll go back on that. It target audience is high school kids
and early 20s and stuff. People,
maybe
rebellious people, anybody who was the type of person that was social and would want to go and hang out with their friends, or people who just wanted to party and were still going out to bars and stuff and different things, or maybe even people who are younger and never got to go to a party. Who knows?
See, I would think that the target audience would be more aimed at college or just after students of reminiscing of high school type parties and wishing it was they got to do something like this.
Exactly. So that's why I say high school and like young adults, early 20s.
Okay. Interesting. So I like the movie. It's not a top favorite.
No.
It's entertaining to me. I think it's kind of one of those train wrecks that like you can't help but look at, and you have to see the gore and the blood and what level of mass destruction it goes to. Is it predictable? Absolutely. Is it brilliant? No. It's a stupid party movie. It was entertaining.
That's why we watch movies, to be entertained.
Yeah. Cheap entertainment, but entertaining.
Yeah.
So I mean, I like the movie. I can't say I love it. Can't say I hate it. I see good and bad in it. But for me, sheer entertainment value, I mean, I was laughing just with you referring to one of the scenes because I find it funny.
Yeah, I find it funny.
I would rather watch a loop of a wisdom tooth extraction than this movie.
Again. Of your own wisdom tooth extraction?
It doesn't matter.
I wish you could see Justin's face.
It was this painful to me to watch. And I'm sorry. Again, I've said this before. I'm sorry to be that person.
No, you're not.
But I am. I want to enjoy things.
No, I just want you to be you.
Well, okay, this is me. Me is like, I, for the sake of this podcast, I watched it. And that is it. If it wasn't for us doing this podcast, you say, hey, buddy, let's watch this movie. I really love it. Dude, I would have been out the door. I would have said,
I love it, though.
Hold on, I have a point.
She has a point.
I have a point to make.
She has a point to make.
At any point, did they say Project X in the movie?
No.
Can you give it that?
All right. It's not a G. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. So do you know what Project X stands for?
I'm going to guess X-rated. Like you. Okay. Your mouth.
I like where you're going with this. No, don't interrupt him. Let him finish.
Okay. I'm going to guess it's just like it's Project something X-rated for a group of nerds that.
Like extra over the top.
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Justin.
No fucking clue. Because I couldn't think of anything different. They wanted to be original.
So I wish it was what Luke came up with, because that actually makes a lot more sense. And that's what I thought it was, too. Actually, the Project X was a placeholder for a final title, but the interest got so generated by it being secretive that they left it as Project X. They never actually named the movie.
Yeah, because I remember seeing the trailer. They showed like literal like cutscenes, like four or five flashes of stuff. That was like it. And then the picture, the movie poster was just somebody passed out face down in the grass.
With like a red solo cut.
Yeah. It's everything I hate about the generation that we're watching. It's like loud.
That was my generation. So thank you.
Say, dude, we're not that far off in age.
We're technically in the same generation.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So it's everything I hate about it. And it's everything that I think a lot of it was exaggerated about the generation. But are still those people out there that are that fucking obnoxious.
It's like fantasy.
And it was level. Like being forced to remain in a room for 1 hour and 20 something minutes with those people.
I think I would hang out with all of them.
I know you would.
You totally, you would be friends with Costa.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. How could anybody?
I had friends like Costa.
Why?
I used to say shit like I still do.
Well, I did compare you to him before. You
Eric is a grown up Costa.
That's true. Eric Thompson. It's true. Eric is. It is true, yeah.
You are at times a cross between Thomas and Costa.
I am. And JB.
Well, I mean your initials, but explain that.
Explain what?
How you figure you're all three characters.
Well, because Thomas, probably when I was younger, because I was more reserved and inside my head. I was more nervous. I didn't initiate conversations with people like randomly and stuff.
Imagine you nervous.
Shire, like that. Yeah.
I didn't like, I would always hang out. I always had a lot of friends and like hung out in a group and stuff, but like, I wouldn't just like walk over and be like, hey, how you doing? Like I was always, I don't know. I was weird.
This coming from the man that will make friends with the Lyft driver.
I do. They're cool. They all have their story. Okay. So then I'm like JB, because on the flip side, when I was in my element, I guess, I can be an asshole and I like to talk shit and you know, me and my friends, we like to make fun of each other and
yeah, you guys still
I find joy in that. I still do that. I mean,
it depends on the friend group you're with though.
Yeah,
you are very mutable.
I change, you know, not everybody can handle it. Some people, you know, get their feelings hurt, Luke, but, and I'm like JB because fucking look at me. I am JB. I would have popped that fucking bouncy house too.
Okay. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Well,
I think I'm like Thomas because I'm just a wet blanket. And at first, that's all he was.
But I wouldn't call you a wet blanket.
Dude, I feel like one. You make me feel like one.
More like snail trails on a sock.
Wow. Wow. I would say that Luke is is easygoing and tries to go along with influence from us
until he can't handle it,
until he can't take it anymore.
And God bless you guys. You start to see the signs.
He starts.
I do. I watch him start to pick his stuff up, and it's like he's leaving. It's time to go.
He starts to look through people.
Yes.
Just see the door, yeah.
All right, so
snail trails on a sock.
God damn it!
It was a compliment.
It felt like it.
Perfect.
So let's talk about Costa's character.
Okay.
A little bit, Luke.
What didn't you like about him?
No, just to start. Just tell me about Costa.
Okay, Costa is, I feel, an exaggerated version of somebody that everybody can at least point to. Like, this was a person in my high school. Like, this is the guy that thought he was more than what he was, and like, he had very little to no self-awareness of like how people really perceived him. And that was proven by...
Was it that, or did he just not give a fuck?
No, I want to say that he had an inflated self-image of himself.
Yes, I agree with Luke.
And he... Maybe there was a sprinkling of that in there that he didn't give a fuck, but I think at his core, he really did. He wanted people to like him. He wanted to be that guy.
Like it building a persona.
It was an inflated ego. It was absolutely based on his insecurities of who he was. He had to keep talking about how he was a big shot, and then he had to prove it.
Yeah.
It was all bullshit.
Yeah. I would.
Totally, I don't think it's that he didn't give a fuck. I think he really tried to give his best effort to appear that he didn't.
And I think Project X, the party being a success, was like what he could hang his hat on. Like, look, I did all this.
Show.
So, I mean, still...
That was a pretty epic party.
That, I guess.
It was. I would have wore something tight.
I would have never been caught within 10 miles of that town.
Really? You never went to parties when you're in high school.
Of course,
or
I did.
Like,
but I was never comfortable. It was just trying to get laid. Okay. So here's the deal. Okay, and Kristen might understand this because she's an introvert as well. Put your stinky feet down. None of that looked appealing to me. The alcohol, the tits, the ass. It didn't matter. None of it looked appealing to me because the element that it was in was so obnoxious, was so loud, was so over. Like over the top that
it was like a Pauly D party.
Yeah. Or a rave.
I couldn't do it. You couldn't pay me to be there. And I would just be so uncomfortable. I would probably I probably wouldn't even have sex. Like, I probably wouldn't even find
you'd be shell shocked.
I would be shell shocked. I would be. Yeah. And it's just not my thing. I don't like that shit. Like, this is kind of my limit right here. These three people, us. This is my party. This is my Project X.
We're a party.
Party, no.
Party.
Oh. Well, so in my younger years, I never went to house parties because in my exaggerated psycho head, I always was afraid that things would turn out like this. Mm-hmm. Like way too big, way too much. The drugs, the sex, just chaotic, insane. Especially in high school, right out of high school and in college, I avoided house parties like the fucking plague. Mm-hmm. Because people got too drunk, got too fucked up. Rumors got started. Shit got broken. It was just, coming from the city and neighborhood I came from, everybody knows everybody. And I just avoided it like the plague. Now, on the flip side of that, I love me some club.
Mm-hmm.
Like I will get down with a Pauly D concert and a club and a DJ atmosphere with that kind of energy and the music and the EDM vibe. I can't handle an EDM actual scenario because there's too many people and it freaks me the fuck out. But in a club where I know people that are there, I'm very comfortable. No problem at all. I'll still go downtown and rock it. But that's a very... It's because I'm in a comfortable setting of knowing people, knowing my surroundings. Yeah. It's not in a house party. So I can get down with the vibe so long as like other boxes are checked.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is I shouldn't have bought you tickets to EDC for Christmas?
No.
Oh.
So Luke's going to stay here and we're going to watch movies.
Okay.
Have fun.
I will.
We will not be watching anything.
Call like Billy. This.
I will.
What the hell's EDC, by the way?
Electric Daisy Carnival.
That's what I meant instead of EDM.
Did you really?
What?
Did you get her tickets?
No.
Okay, good.
He's smart enough.
All right, good.
I was just testing the waters.
I understand.
He would love to go.
I've been before.
I know, but he would love to go.
Sorry, different strokes.
It's fucking amazing.
I'm sorry.
But this is why Justin can't do a club. Because what happens is Justin gets very much in the vibe of that energy the drinking, and he becomes
I'll get to the front of the monster. Crowd and I'll crowd surf. And
He does. He becomes an absolute monster, and that's why we have to like simmer him down.
Yeah.
This is why on his birthday, we had to leave by 9:30. Mm-hmm. Were fine until we got to the club.
It's not my fault I'm pretty and they pour heavy for a guy like me.
That's true. All right, back to the movie.
It was a gay bar, right?
It was.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a lovely, lovely bar.
They like me there.
They did. They certainly did. Okay, so one of the things that I had read is that one of the critiques this movie had received.
Laying on me.
From the critics felt that it was loathsome behavior and disrespectful of teens being depicted.
Prudes.
Disrespectful of the teens being depicted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like the...
Like they think that teens are above this.
Yes.
Wow.
Which they are not.
They are not. I lived in the suburbs as a teenager too. And then, you know, in the ghetto as well. And when I lived in the suburbs, it was just, we wish we could have had the money to throw a party like that.
Oh no. See, I lived in the suburbs that had the money to throw parties like this. And I avoided them like the plague.
Like we had a helicopter come to one of our parties for senior sunrise, but that was it.
Other critics said that they considered this to be a funny modernization of Animal House.
I could see that.
I can see the reference, but that hurt my heart a little bit because I really love Animal House.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Excuse me?
I don't think Luke would laugh at it at all.
It's a classic.
I've seen Animal House.
And?
I
enjoy quick rating.
B minus.
Yeah. I'm about equal with you.
Yeah.
It's still a classic.
Because it's in the era where comedies were still like, you know, clever. Well thought out.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, A minus. I love Revenge of the Nerds. Not necessarily the sequels, but.
No, the sequels are kind of garbage.
Oh, my goodness.
Police Academy. See,
you've just gone. Oh, A minus.
Yeah, that really I doesn't love fit Police with Academy. These.
The other ones were college age.
How about Airplane?
Yeah, Airplane. A minus. Now we're just getting way off track.
Okay. So.
What movie are we talking about?
Project X.
The unknown.
The best movie of the year.
The untitled movie. So critics also had complaints against the film for themes of misogyny, mean-spirited, irresponsible, blatant disregard for the effects of drug use.
I could see that with the rampant ecstasy.
I can see why some people just can't handle the truth.
I mean, that
movie did not depict anything that actually happens. It may not happen all within the same house and everything, but that shit is happening every single day.
The movie is actually loosely based on a true story.
Yeah.
Very we have established that title is a very large umbrella.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It is. And so the movie is loosely based on an experience that happened, I believe it was in Australia.
Yeah.
And it was an epic party that got out of hand with drugs and alcohol and so on and so forth. But the reality is when you leave immature humans... And when I say, I'm not saying that in a negative context. I'm saying that a teenager is not fully
undeveloped
matured.
Minds. Yeah.
Yeah. Or an adult in their 30s and 40s who's still not fully matured.
Like the couple that were at the party in the movie.
I just remember one
guy.
Two guys. There was one guy that graduated like 10 years ago and he's dancing with the girls. And there's the other guy
with his wife.
With his wife that the next day when they're interviewing him on the news, he was puking in the bushes.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I remember that hilarious.
So. My point is, when you get a group of...
Fuck you.
fully matured human beings, mentally, emotionally, sexually, whatever, and you leave them totally unattended, with no supervision, no rules...
And a gnome full of ecstasy.
A gnome full of ecstasy, a fuck ton of music...
And liquor. Two DJs.
And hormones flying, it's not unrealistic to think that it could get out of hand this.
And it's the suburbs. The kids in the suburbs are more the ones who are prone to act out than
the only reason parties don't get this big is because usually cops show up before it gets to this point.
Or because the other people's parents have instilled the fear of God into them.
Oh, my mom would have shot me. Yeah. There's no chance. If I would have been at the party... That got broken up, even if I had nothing in my system when I was caught at the party, that'd be it. So, yeah, I mean, there's no way.
Yeah.
It's just highly.
You would have just had to take your mom to the party.
She didn't get down.
And pushed her in the pool.
She used to be able to get down. I'm sure. She doesn't really get down anymore.
No.
She used to. All right. So
she needs to get down off that high horse.
I'm going to tell you, you said that, and you're going to have to deal with the fear of God from that.
She should get down with us. That's all I'm saying.
That was not me, Susan.
No, it was not.
I'm still golden.
You stopped that, Luke.
All right. So, apparently after this movie was released, there was widespread incidences of large scale parties, and the media immediately pointed out that it was because of this film being an inspiration.
God help now, us.
It's always funny when you read something like that, because there's no statistic or data that shows the amount of these widespread parties that happened before or after. No. There's no way.
I mean, who tracks that kind of, and how could you?
Nobody does, but it's going to bring a movie like this is going to bring more attention
exactly
to these kind of parties that were already probably happening exactly and still are going to be happening.
Well, they shed light on a part on of media our society that isn't exactly
loved
and is hidden and people don't talk about and they pretend like it doesn't really exist. But, you know, no, it does.
That was very insightful, though.
Thank you.
I would agree. It sheds a light on something that is normally shrouded with darkness and evil.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say evil.
I would.
I wouldn't say darkness either.
I certainly would. Kristen, more facts.
Okay. So you would probably be horrified, Luke, and Justin, happy to know that this was nominated for a number of MTV Movie Awards.
Nice.
Including Best Comedic Performance for Costa.
Fuck yeah.
And Best On-Screen Dirtbag, also for Costa.
Nice.
I didn't know that was a rating. Best on-screen dirtbag.
I don't know, but really? I like it.
And best music for Kid Cudi's Pursuit of Happiness.
I love that fucking song.
I do too.
I can't even.
But you wouldn't know it, yeah.
Yeah.
It came out after the 80s.
Kid Cudi. Fuck you. 80s music is bomb.
It is bomb.
It is bomb. So I actually love the soundtrack because it does make me excited and
it's
feel
a vibe.
It is. It's a vibe. It's very much like We Are Your Friends, mm-hmm. Zac Efron. It's that big music party, great time, club dancing, elation, so on and so forth. I thought the movie did an excellent job of bringing in the different kind of songs. I actually thought the filming of the movie, even though I hate found footage filming typically, was cinematography wise, excellent.
I thought so.
The aspects outside of the found footage camera holding, but the party.
I'll give you that. There were a couple of visuals that were appealing.
There were like some transitions that would go with the music, yeah. And like the highs and lows would match with. Yeah,
I'll give you that. That was okay.
I got an okay out of Luke. So Justin, tell me more about the movie. What did you like about this movie?
I like everything about this movie. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Come on. Look at me like that again. I don't know. For me, the main thing I think I like is the, like you shed light on earlier, is reminiscing about, like, as I'm watching the movie, I'm reminiscing about parties and old friends and honestly, just the idea of being young, invincible, and quote unquote free. You know what I mean? And no worries, no responsibilities, no nothing. You know, it's kind of like the flower children of the 60s. You know what I mean?
Going into the 70s. I will give you that. Because there is, when you said that, there's some music that hits me in a way that the way you just described that I consider like near and dear. Okay. So I will definitely give you that. Yeah, it just, I can understand it.
You know, just gives me, I don't want to say it gives me the feels because it's not that type of movie, but it takes me back to a different time, a different way of thinking about things. And, you know, it's not a bad thing for me. I love Costa in the movie. I know Luke hates him and despises him, but I love him. I mean, his constant shit talking is incredible.
I'm going to totally interject there for a second because I don't want to forget this train of thought. So hold that. So I think on the flip side for me, what I like about this movie is the fact that it's not reminiscent for me at all. Okay. Because I didn't experience any of that. I was always I mean, let's put it this way. I graduated college with straight A's. So I partied, but I worked harder than I partied. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until after I was done with all of my responsibilities that I, in a very controlled setting, would party. And so I never had that experience of just letting loose and not worrying about anything. I, you know, from the time I was in early high school and before that, I had every intention of going to law school. So I was not going to get caught dead doing anything that could screw up or jeopardize my future. I actually had the desire to be a district attorney and in politics. I was very clean. So I didn't do any of that stuff. So I think part of it for me is it's kind of fun to watch and consider that sort of freeing mentality because I never did. So I just had to interject that because I thought that was the way you it hits you because you reminisce about it. It hits me because I wonder what that would have been like.
Yeah.
I kind of lean toward your side a little bit on that.
Takes you to fantasy land.
Little bit.
Like it's not appealing to me whatsoever. Like the thought of being a sardine.
Not what was on screen. Yeah. No, but the concept that you just described of reminiscing about is appealing.
I get you.
Okay. I'm sorry. Continue. You love Costa.
It's all good. Yeah. I love Costa. I love JB. I think JB is probably my favorite character. Even though I love Costa.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know why. I've never been able to put my finger on it, but it's like he was legit the friend that nobody wanted, but was like the good friend and probably the best of all of them. I thought he was the most
grounded, maybe.
Yeah. Most grounded and the most real. He knew who he was and he wasn't trying to be anybody else. He was the only one of them. That was,
well, I mean, that way. I can see that, but it really felt like every character was just a stereotype.
Well, they were.
Like,
they were.
Was a total exaggerated stereotype.
It was
stereotype.
A high school exaggerated stereotype. That's why it's like a reimagined Animal House or American Pie. It's the same kind of thing.
Any movie that depicts high school or college, it's always.
You have to have the Stifler and the different, you know,
true
characters.
I wonder if that inspired this.
I mean, I've seen a college movie. What is it? 21? Or Turning 21 or something, where Miles Teller basically plays the Costa.
I love Miles Teller.
I do too. I can't imagine him playing the Costa.
He absolutely can. He played a complete asshole in the Divergent movies, where he's just a mouthy, obnoxious, totally
smug motherfucker.
Smug, unlikable character. And that's the first role I really saw him in. And so seeing him as anything different after that was surprising.
Yeah.
Because he played that so well.
I guess mine was Whiplash.
Okay.
That was my introduction to him.
Okay.
And so I always kind of see him as passive. Even War Dogs, I still saw him in the Whiplash shadow a bit.
Was your neck okay?
What?
From the Whiplash.
Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, that's a grandpa joke.
Yeah, that was
a great grandpa
that
joke.
That wasn't even a dad joke. Okay, moving right along. Luke, do you have any points of contention that you would like to bring up or anything you would like to critique on
this
movie?
Are you seriously asking him that right now? Do you know who you're talking to?
Yes.
He can find a point of contention within his favorite ice cream.
Luke is the third anchor on our show. He gets to share his opinion.
I know, but you have to ask him in a different way.
Luke, is there anything about the movie you liked?
There we go.
We pointed out that you didn't hate that they didn't use the title.
I hate that we have to talk to me like that.
I asked you straight out. Justin's,
I know, but Justin's right though. You can't give me it like you can't give
you
me.
You can't
a,
ask him to like, dig up everything he hates because he's just gonna get mad.
He's gonna follow grunted at that.
See, okay. He fucking knows.
How about this? Scratch all of that. Luke, do you have any comments? I'm not leading you either direction that way.
I'm dying to I'm in my heart, Justin, I'm dying to laugh at a movie that you pick.
Really?
I am. I like Pain and Gain.
I think it's your life's mission to
that
never laugh.
That was my choice, by the way.
Oh, that was?
Yes, it was.
So I have yet to laugh at a Justin pick.
I'm the one that put it on the list, though.
Okay, but my point is that a movie that you say Luke is going to love, I'm dying to laugh at it with you. I really am. So don't think
I've told you're going to love movies and you've loved them. Just none of those were comedies.
Correct.
Just,
that's so what he said. That's exactly what he said. He's dying to laugh at a movie that you think.
To love a movie that
I said laugh.
Love.
I said laugh.
I think he's dying to love and laugh.
So, but my point
and
is,
live.
My point is just, I don't like being this person, but I can't help how I feel.
Then stop being him.
I never thought of that. I never really
just let go.
Oh, okay.
Let go and let God.
So my point is, Justin, I want to be the person that can laugh with you. I want to be the kind of person that finds humor in this shit. I really do. I can't help who I am, and I can't help who I feel, and I can't help hating this movie with every ounce of my guts.
It'll happen eventually. It's
not with this movie.
We're just going to have to go to more and more modern comedies.
My point is, okay, Project X. Yikes. Just yikes.
You're going to quote Home Alone? Thought you didn't like that movie either. It's not funny.
Well, I'm going to talk to you, Kristen.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Shucks. All right. So I'm going to jump on in here. So the true story in Australia is about a Corey Worthington who was voted the most infamous teen in 2008.
Quite a title.
Why was he voted most infamous team?
Did you watch the movie?
I did. But was it on that scale?
Yeah, apparently.
Nice. Remember, it's based on a true story.
I think I've seen a video of the dude. He looks like super long blonde, like bleach blonde hair. Total douchebag.
He's an Aussie.
Yeah.
So, all right, Justin, any more comments, thoughts, criticisms?
I'm just kind of upset that Luke didn't even mention the romance side of this movie.
May I?
Sure.
That was fucking garbage. You saying that there is a romance side to this is fucking
There was a bullshit. Love story within it.
If you can call it that. I can't even go. Every love I like story the movie and I can't even go there.
Has a little shake
there.
Up or it had blah, a blah,
full
blah.
Circle. It did. Okay, I'll give it that. And yes, I know we're full circle reviews, but it had a full circle of the best friend.
Kristen, it had a full circle of the best friend who there was turmoil and eventually he redeemed himself. So
I mean, did he though?
Not really. She walked in on him about to have sex. And, sorry, I feel adamant about this. I feel strongly.
Because you would have been the guy
to not redeem myself and still
be with another girl at a party.
Definitely.
Yes.
Even after you kissed your lifelong best friend that you secretly love. 100%.
That's 100%. Why I say he was a slut.
That's fucking garbage.
He was a slut.
That's garbage. You wouldn't.
To all of you women out there who hooked up with him, shame
get
on
tested.
You. Oh my God. Wow.
Come on.
Luke's dying. I don't think he's going to be able to recover.
Eat your heart out, bud.
How do you do that? I'm in envy of that shit.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay. So we're going to move right along. Are we doing ratings or budget first?
Let's go with the budget.
Justin, do you want to take a stab at the budget?
That was a 4 on the snortometer.
And it wasn't me.
No, it was Luke.
Okay, stop.
Hey, we killed him. Luke, you guess on the budget. He's broken.
I've never heard him laugh this hard.
I mean, normally I would stop and pause it.
It's funny. Crying.
I guess he does have a sense of humor.
He's crying. How do you make a grown man cry?
Tell all the women out there to get tested, apparently.
It's okay. The budget.
Justin, you want to take a stab at the budget?
$12 million. There was a lot of destruction.
Maybe for like the extras fees. I'm gonna guess 4.
Just paying for the rights for the songs was probably expensive.
Oh, that's true. 8.
Worldwide.
No budget.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was looking at the next line in my notes here. Budget was $12 million. Dead on balls accurate.
Dead on balls.
Fuck yeah, it was.
Never heard that? No. My cousin Vinny?
No. I've
Have you ever
heard.
Seen my cousin Vinny?
No, I haven't.
Don't tell him he'd like it.
No,
I'm not going to tell him shit. Okay.
God. Oh my God.
All right, budget. 12 million.
I fucking nailed that shit.
Yeah, the computer right in front of you.
Just like all those women that need to get somebody tested.
Somebody has to record.
Box office. Luke, we're going to go with you first for worldwide. Now, remember, this is based on an event that takes place in Australia, so it's worldwide.
I can't imagine like people in a group saying, hey, bro, let's go see that movie Project X. But that's me. That being said, this world sucks. So I'm going to say 112 million.
Justin?
167.
103.
800% return.
A pretty damn good return on investment.
Wow.
And a sequel hasn't been made, right?
Wow. You can't sequel an original story.
Original my fucking ass.
So for the record, this may have been Miles Teller's first appearance
because
Divergent was 2 years after this. The first Divergent. Well, that's the first time I saw him. He still had
like baby fat.
He did. He looked like a teenager.
But he was being referred to kind of
as
like
the college kid.
Well, he was being referred to as kind of like, you know, like a celebrity a little bit.
Because he was a baseball star in college.
I get that, but all right, Mike, I can't argue with the fact checker here.
No. All right. Ratings. Luke.
I go F. I hated it. I'm sorry. I am apologizing. I know Chris is going to say you don't have to be sorry for how you feel, but
you don't have to be sorry. But you should just be ashamed.
Wow.
I hated it. It was, I don't know how long it was, but it felt longer than whatever you're going to tell me now. It
took an hour 40.
How could you make an hour 40 out of this?
We watched it. It was golden.
Oof, okay. Golden. F for Luke.
F, solid F.
Justin?
I'll give it a C+.
Okay.
I like the movie. Actually, I love the movie. It entertains me. I know it lacks a lot.
Yeah.
But for all the reasons I mentioned earlier and the reminiscence aspect, I'll give it a C+.
Okay. I give it a C-.
Okay.
Because, yes, it has lacking pieces. We don't need to go into it, but it's entertaining. It does. It's not a movie. It's not a go-to for me.
It tickles your fancy.
French tickles my fancy.
Not mine. It's not one of those ones like, hey, what should we watch? Oh, Project X. That's not one of them. So I think C- for me.
C+.
If we're talking about kind of a coming of age, high school kind of party, I far prefer Risky Business.
Sure.
Same kind of concept idea.
Similar.
But a better movie.
Hands down.
So.
Freddy Got Fingered is a better movie.
Oh, God.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Anyway,
movie's
so.
Movie's garbage. That's a garbage fucking movie.
That is a garbage movie. I did make and a note better. That said that this is an introvert's nightmare of a house party.
Yeah. And Kristen and I being introverts.
I mean, the original party when it was just the five of them chilling and playing Xbox would have been more your speed.
Dude, even then I was uncomfortable. So I'm not sure what our aggregate is here. So we have
solid D.
Solid D.
Solid
okay.
D.
Okay. So solid D, Project okay. X, F, C-, C+, solid D sounds about right.
Okay.
As usual, I'm the anchor dragging shit down.
At least you're not Linus's blanket being dragged to the streets of downtown Sacramento.
Yeah.
That's fucking shout nasty.
So that being said, stay tuned. We have more of these episodes coming up. More points of contention between the three of us.
Get tested.
Lots and lots of love between all of us.
Yeah. Maybe.
That being said, good night, everybody. We're Full Circle Reviews signing off.
Bye.
Peace.